Hello, my imaginary friends. This is a reply. Sorry, Simon here. Monday the 5th of September 2011, and this is my audio boo. Unlike Mr. Acrobat, I always know what date it is. I was very interested in what Acrobat was saying actually about the temptation to slip back into being the great doer that you were before, in your case a developer, in my case a support technician. When you get promoted to be the manager of that function, project manager or support manager or whatever, service manager like me, when the going gets tough, you can sort of slip back into being the techie that you were before, because it's a comfort zone. Yeah, that definitely all rings true. I would say differently. If you're going to be a project manager, always know what day it is. most of all, I want to talk to Nick Holloway Vox about the dilemma that this lad would be hypothetically having at this village hall. And I'm conscious, I've been feeding back so far with just text comments on Nick's boos, but judging from what he said in his very, very latest boo, I've not made myself clear, so let me just explain. So, I think that what this lad needs to do is to actually do a scientific, accurate survey of the punters, him and his fellow ticket seller staff. I think they need to do some kind of survey and get some real stats here, with the help of the manager, or again, in spite of the manager. I'm not sure which, whatever works. But I think at the moment we've got this uncertainty. Someone says 20%, someone says 5%. And it's not very clear exactly what they're talking about, some kind of dissatisfaction. To me, what I would do is, at the end, so presumably you have to follow some kind of script and say, well, this is the ticket price, this is the price of the ticket, this is the booking fee, and you go through all of that, and yes, this the dates and the time of the performance or entry or whatever it is that's happening. That the ticket's been sold for, all that stuff happens, and then yes, you get the price of the ticket and the booking fee. And whether this is on the telephone or in person, I'm not, I don't think it matters really. But presumably, then you get this stage where you, Mr. Ladd, you have to then say to the punter, okay, and would you like to make a charitable gift aid dimension donation? For the upkeep or the refurbishment of the stage or whatever it was. And it's a gift aid thing, so whatever money you give, the government will top it up because if you've paid income tax on there, so it's a really efficient way of giving money. You've got to say all this stuff, presumably. And then wait for that person to answer. And then whatever happens, however that answer plays out, what I would then do is say, well, okay, well, thank you very much. I'd just like to ask you one more question. How did you feel about me asking you for the gift aid? We're just doing a little survey at the moment, and I'd just like to know whether you were perfectly happy that I asked you, or whether you were unhappy that I asked you, whether you didn't really mind either way, or feel not too bothered either way. And if you were unhappy, maybe the next question would be, so your unhappiness, are you feeling so unhappy about this that you would consider not ever coming here again? Those are sorts of questions. And if you can get people to answer those four questions, then it will have a much clearer body of evidence to go. Well, there's two ways it could go, really. One is that you find out that your punters are relatively unhappy with being asked to make the charitable donation, and therefore you can then go back to the boss, and the boss can go back to the marketing manager with firm statistics about this and firm definitions of how those people fall in those, you know, those four categories that I laid out. And the other scenario that I'm trying to infer here is that the other alternative is that maybe when you do it scientifically like this, it may well be that you find out that the punters are actually perfectly happy to be asked to make this charitable donation. And if that happens, and if 80% of them, 90% of them, 95% of them are quite happy that they to be asked and didn't mind at all, then the net result of that would be that you, Mr. Ladd, and your colleagues would actually feel comfortable asking that question of the punters. So at the moment, it sounds like Ladd and his colleagues in this hypothetical situation would be feeling uncomfortable about asking the question because they feel that they're making the customer uncomfortable. But if they found out that the customer wasn't uncomfortable, then they would no longer feel uncomfortable about that situation. So whichever way it goes, whether it is proving that the customers are unhappy or whether it's proving that the customers are actually happy with that situation, it will help in either direction. That is what I was advocating, really, for this hypothetical lad to do in this situation. Is that any clearer? I hope it is. Enough rambling from me. Thank you to everybody for all of your kind comments about my silly little song for the 500th boo. I'm glad that it put a smile on some people's faces. yes, thank you for all your kind words. I'm getting a bit red now. Funny that. There we go. That's the end of it. So thank you very much for listening. Take care of yourselves. I'll speak to you again soon. Toodle-poo.